This is Northwest News from KPLU in a rematch of last season's NFC Championship game. The Seahawks and Packers meet again in a Sunday night football battle at Lambeau Field in Green Bay. Sports commentator Art Thiel tells KPLU's Kirsten Kendrick the Packers are filling a void as the Seahawks' newest nemesis.
So, Art, can we say that green is the new red for the Seahawks?
You know, that's true. Green Bay is the new San Francisco. Now, there's a phrase that has never been uttered before.
That's right.
But it isn't just about the cities. It's, of course, the change in the NFL, and the change happened in San Francisco. Jim Harbaugh left, and I'm still wearing a black armband because he was just the most wonderful cartoon villain that the Seahawks could possibly have. Carroll and Harbaugh hated each other, and the teams were very well matched. But things have changed. Now, the 49ers were 8-8 last year. They're no longer the powerhouse. So Seattle has to turn its attention to somebody else, and the Green Bay Packers offer an absolutely wonderful rivalry.
Well, these teams have met. This will be the third time they've met in 12 months. In that time, it's been a whole lot of fun. Tense fun, but fun for Seahawks fans.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to hate on Green Bay because they're the only team in professional sports owned by the fans. But the Packers are a very good team, and they are so irked about what's happened with the Seahawks. And we know in the NFC Championship, the Seahawks had one of the great comebacks in NFC history. In fact, it was the largest come-from-behind win in the history of conference championship games. They were down 16-0 and then 19-7, scored a bunch of points in the fourth quarter to tie at 22, and then won in overtime on a 35-yard pass from Russell Wilson to Jermaine Kearse. It was a great game. Lots of drama, and the Packers were stunned. Their fans are still irked. 6 months earlier, in September last year, the Seahawks opened the season on Thursday Night Football with a match against the Packers, and they won 36-16. And probably the thing that really has created the rivalry was in 2013, the fabled Fail Mary game, in which the Packers felt they were robbed because Russell Wilson threw a pass that was either intercepted or caught by Golden Tate, and it was really hard to tell which was which. The referees ruled it was a touchdown. The Seahawks won 14-12, and all the referees in that game were fired the next week because they were replacement referees. That play helped resolve the strike in the referees' favor. So it was a big moment on Monday Night Football. This is on Sunday night, the game of the week in the NFL, and it may be the game of the season given the stakes for these two teams.
Well, given the stakes, the Seahawks lost their first game of the season in overtime to the Rams, 34-31. Do you think they'll be able to learn from some of the mistakes?
Well, I think a lot of the mistakes they made are fixable in a week, especially the communication issues they had on defense, the missed tackles. I think all of those things are fixable. And the Seahawks offense actually did score 18 points against a very formidable St. Louis defense. So I don't think it's as bad as some people think. It was actually an overtime loss. But I also think that the Lambeau Field atmosphere is very intimidating for a lot of young players. I think it's going to have some impact. And I think the Seahawks are going to be starting out 0-2 because I think the Packers are going to prevail something like 27-24 in the matchup of the two highest paid quarterbacks in the NFL.
And we should point out the Seahawks have only won once at Lambeau Field.
Yes, they won in 1999, the return of Mike Holmgren, because the Seahawks poached him from the Packers in the previous offseason. So they won that game, and that's been it. Very difficult place to play. At least they get it in September and not December.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can find our weekly chats at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.